This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast, a breaking edition of the podcast, as LSU has landed another commitment in the class of 2021. This time, it's four-star defensive end Naquan Brown out of the Virginia Beach area. And with me, Billy Embody, to talk about that commitment is Shay Dixon. Shay, it seems like we've kind of hit a little bit of a groove here again, like we were in May with LSU landing commitments.
Yeah, this is one that we knew would come at some point this summer. Naquan Brown had been talking about shutting things down. So we've seen a handful of LSU commitments come somewhat as a surprise. Now they're getting into a groove of guys who have had scheduled announcements. Naquan was one of them. A few weeks back, he had circled July 1st as the day he was going to go public with things. And from everything we gathered, they had wrapped this up really over the past month. Wasn't much of a battle for the Tigers going down the stretch as Ed Orgeron and them hold on to one prospect in Virginia, a four-star in Brown, right after they signed Antoine Sampa, a four-star out of Virginia a year ago. They're still in on Tristan Lee, a five-star offensive tackle out of Virginia. So Coach O talked about going national. Billy, he's definitely done that in the past few classes, adding up on much more out-of-state guys than LSU fans are probably used to seeing. But this is one we'll talk about for a minute because it's sort of an interesting pickup. And I'll let you kind of start with some thoughts on Brown. I watched a bunch of his film this morning. And you give your take on kind of the eval side, and I think I know where you're going with it. So then I'll respond why I think this is a really kind of interesting pickup in terms of the future of the defense.
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's an interesting pickup, and it's one that I think we'll look back on and I think either kind of see it as a boom or a bust, in my opinion. I don't think there's somewhere in between for Naquan Brown, because you mentioned it in your tidbits on the board. This is somebody that had a really strong sophomore year, has a lot of the, I think, measurables that people look for in kind of a tweener. And so as they transition to this 4-3 defense, where he fits in is going to be interesting. Can he play outside linebacker? Can he run and cover and do all the things that they need him to do at that spot? Or will he grow into a defensive end and rush the passer? I could see all of that. And he's intriguing for a couple of reasons, because he's got that 4-3 shuttle that he logged last year. So he's got some athleticism and he's got the lateral agility. And then you see that 5-2 40. And look, I think sometimes you can look at a 40 and then look at a kid's offers and just say, okay, what's going on here? And I think you hit it on the head with some of your tidbits on the board ahead of his commitment, which is he's somebody that really hasn't been trained how to run those types of settings. And so I think he's got some natural athleticism. I think he's somebody that it fits in very well in the class and what they want. And I think he's got some upside to him. Now, he could come out as a senior and he could be somebody they eval again as a senior, much like any of these guys in the class for the most part. And they might not see what they saw as a junior and what they liked about him so much to get him on board. I think that's what a lot of coaches are going to do. But as far as a pickup right now in the summer, and what he brings to this class, his versatility. He seems like a hardworking kid. You mentioned it, and you might talk about it a little bit more, about how he'll get with Tommy Moffitt, the strength staff and the nutrition staff, and really engage well with that at LSU and take off from there. So I think with where things stand right now, this is a solid pickup. I just think he's an intriguing prospect from the standpoint of where does he fit in and kind of how does his development go from here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's obvious, right, that a guy who is in the 6'4", 80-plus-inch wing, weighing 210 in high school as a senior would be someone who puts on a good amount of weight when he gets to college. I mean, we saw that with Arden Key. So I think that One thing that I find more interesting, let's say he does play in that 230-pound range, 240 pounds as a 6'4 edge rusher. On his film, he's standing up. He's got his hand in the dirt, but he's primarily at the defensive end spot. With this transition from a 3-4 to a 4-3, and like Bo Pelini said, I'm going to be multiple. That's what I'm curious to see is how multiple are they, and maybe more so than fans are anticipating. And look, I understand transition years, but how much different? And I'm not saying this is a bad thing, and I'm also just wondering how much different is he than Xavier Carter, who measures in at a legit 6'4", 210 pounds, and probably has an 80-plus inch wing. And that is kind of the type of guy that they've been recruiting. Do they continue to do that with a kind of guy who, if he pans out to be what he is, maybe he's a hand in the dirt end, but also a situational pass rusher at worst?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I see both of those guys as, and you can kind of like, as a safety, you can look at Kari G the same way. He's got that frame. You can tell that if he gets into the strength and conditioning program and packs on the weight, who knows, he might grow into a linebacker. So there's a lot of guys in this class that have that versatility. I mean, I mentioned Kari G, but Savion Jones could end up being a defensive tackle. Landon Jackson could end up being a defensive tackle, or they can stay a defensive end. Right now, I really see LSU addressing a lot of versatility with the guys they have in this class right now. And this is just the latest example of it. But I think with Brown on board now, you've got 13 commitments. They're in the top 10. They've got some guys on the board still that could decide in the summer as well. But right now, I think where this class stands, the things that stand out to me right now is one, from a class perspective in terms of who's committed, they're doing a really good job at receiver already. They could very well stay hot at that position and sign, honestly, the best receiver class in the country. And then on top of that, they're doing a terrific job in Louisiana. I think they've got a chance, and I mentioned this in my latest class prediction piece, but I mean, they could end up signing Jordan Gilbert out of Baton Rouge U High. They could end up with Katravion Hargrove out of Ruston, the four-star running back on 24/7. And that's not to mention, of course, Chris Hilton, Brian Thomas, Mason Smith, and Sage Ryan, the top four prospects in Louisiana in this cycle. LSU seems to be the team to beat for all of them. So I think wide receiver is a position that I love right now in this class. And then just as a whole, they're doing a great job in Louisiana.
Yeah, and I think that the Louisiana, they seem to have set themselves up right well for these top four guys in Hilton and Thomas at receiver and Mason Smith at on the D-line and Sage Ryan, who I love and is just so versatile as a defensive back. I think that that he's almost a nickel honey badger type. Not saying he's honey badger with the exact same type of game, but that type of a versatile athlete where you can play him at corner, safety. And if they come away with that lot, Billy, yeah, they're in really great shape. What I like so far maybe most is probably the D-line recruiting. And whether you call that edge rushers like these guys or Savion Jones in them, but Anthony Hundley looks like a really good pickup. Going in and getting Landon Jackson out of Texas when he had a ton of other options at big-name schools, including in Texas, to go ahead and commit to LSU. And then setting yourselves up for guys like Mason Smith while you're still knocking off commitments like Naquan Brown, like a Xavier Carter, like a potential for a Keanu Coat type of edge rusher. So I really like where the trenches are going as a whole. I love the Dellinger commitment. But if they can get a Tristan Lee, and if they can get a guy like that, another elite offensive tackle, a top 100, 150 guy, or at least someone that shows a ton of promise and that you get maybe a left tackle and a right tackle out of this class, even if they have all the star power of quarterback with Nussmeier and maybe the best receiver class in the country, if they get Hilton and Brian Thomas, then Alabama will battle for that title, maybe much depending on who lands Thomas. But I think that will be the sort of thing you circle and say, wow, look, they have a really great class. They recruited well all over. But to load up with that many talented guys in the trenches and not a lot of guys that you're just wondering like, oh, will maybe this guy or this guy can be good. But knowing, hey, we're coming off of a year where you go BJ Ojulari and Guillory and Roy and all these different D linemen, and then following it up with this, that would be big for me.
Yeah, and that's something that, and it's kind of been touched on the board by some of our subscribers, some of the defensive line recruits that hadn't panned out in the past years for LSU, I mean, it's safe to say, like you said, a lot of these guys are probably going to pan out. I mean, you feel good about Jaquelin Roy. You feel good about Jacobian Guillory, BJ Ojulari. And then the guys in this class, they all seem like they've got the potential to be really, really good. Savion Jones, Landon Jackson are like exactly what we kind of look for in terms of these guys being able to produce both tackles for loss and sacks. They've got the size, they've got the length, they've got the athletic profiles. They're just doing a terrific job in the trenches right now. Like you said, that offensive line part of it will be interesting, but one position that is probably the most interesting right now is receiver. That's where all the buzz seems to be around the potential of upcoming decisions or LSU-Bama battles or LSU-Georgia battles. And one prospect that we could look at, I think, and point to, okay, he might be next to make his decision, is Chris Hilton out of Zachary, who's a top 100 overall player. He's got the track profile. He's productive. He's explosive. He'd fit right into the slot for LSU. And it seems like the Tigers are the team to beat if he is, in fact, getting close to a decision.
Yeah, this is one of those that I think will give LSU so much in terms of, okay, look, football-wise, we know well what he can do. He's done it at the highest level with Zachary. They play a lot of great competition. He's made a game-winning play in a state championship game. I believe that was against West Monroe. So he's competed at the highest level on the football field and showed up and showed out. And he's super talented. I think he's a guy that is in no doubt will one day be a starter and a playmaker for LSU as a receiver. And they continue to recruit great ones. But just as big, look, in ninth grade, he won state in the high jump. So this is someone the LSU track program benefits from. And you look at what's becoming a long line of guys that play both football and run track, quite often they're running, right? And it'll be cool to see if he does commit and does ultimately play at LSU and sign with the Tigers. They haven't had a lot of jumpers who have also played football. So that will be interesting to see after a run of, you know, your Kerry Vincents and Dante Jacksons and guys like that.
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head with Chris Hilton. He's an exciting prospect. And I think he really came on late in his junior year after he had that offseason surgery. He was recovering kind of leading into his junior year. And then by the end of it, I mean, he was back to his old self. Should benefit in a huge way with Eli Holstein, the 2023 quarterback, who has a LSU offer already running the show over there at Zachary. So they're poised for big things as his 2020 season approaches. And he could very well end up having made his college decision by then. But look, Shay, I think it's time to wrap things up. We've touched on Naquan Brown. We've hit on how the class looks. And we've touched on who could be next. So if you enjoyed this edition of the Go 24/7 podcast, leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe as well. Tell your friends and make sure that you're tuned in, because the summer's rolling on and the recruiting news seems to be keeping on as well, as Ed Ogeron and the Tigers picked up another commitment in four-star defensive end Naquan Brown. Shay, thanks for jumping on, man. Enjoy the fourth. It's going to be I'm going to be on the beach. I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to be around a pool, not doing the beach. Man, I didn't know that. So what, am I on duty this weekend? No, I got to work. You're going to be on the beach? You dropped that on me right now.
I am I'm always inside at least a little bit on the fourth. I mean, hot dog eating contest and Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Got to see Joey Chestnut take it home. So I'm around, Shay. I'm not leaving you out too dry.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. So I'll be around. I'll be at the pool. Probably. Hey, this is free advertisement. I was not put up to this. I'll probably have a superior margarita, you know, or two this weekend.
Free ad. They're the only place I think that we give free ads to. But I'll also throw out Ozark. I've just finished it on Netflix. Shout out Netflix. It was incredible. That season three was just off the charts, and they just renewed for a season four. So two free ads there for those guys.
Are you moonlighting as a Netflix marketing person there?
Influencer?
Complete rundown.
Influencer?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the season was awesome. So season three of Ozark is all the rage. And then the ending was just like so like just awesome that you got to just watch it. The whole season was great, but the ending, I was just like, oh my gosh. So I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know what you've been Netflixing or HBO Maxing or Huluing.
Oh yeah, well,
that's a strong
the answer. The answer to that is the people that know me well that are listening, and certainly as well. I watch TV all the time. I got it covered. Don't worry, I'm everywhere. I've never seen Ozark. But based on that, when the Netflix hype started, like it was like a little too mainstream for me, like because everyone was talking about it on Twitter, and I was like, I'm not going to be part of that. And the same way with, I've never seen Game of Thrones, any of them. And I know those are probably bad decisions on both ends, sure. And I'll eventually watch them, but just not part of the mainstream run. But I've also then, if you'd asked me about any other show, I've already seen it. So then I'll have everything covered once I watch those two shows.
Well, something that's not mainstream, Yellowstone on Paramount. I mean, Paramount isn't really a mainstream network, so I would encourage you on that as well.
All right, now there we go. And that was free to the people, too. Now they've got a few things added to the queue.
Awesome. Boom. We've given you guys everything you need to know on LSU's new commitment, as well as some Netflix recs, and also a shout-out to our friends at Superior. They do a great job. So with that, we're going to wrap up this podcast. Thanks for listening. Appreciate all you guys. Hope everybody has a safe 4th of July weekend, and keep it locked on Go 24/7. You could subscribe for just $1 for your first month. So we just had a bunch of people jump on board with our big promo. So you can still jump on board for just $1 and check out what we've got to offer. So hope everyone has a great 4th of July weekend.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.